Srimad Bhagavatam, 3rd Canto, Chapter 9, Text 29.
Sri Bhagavan Uvacha,
Sri Bhagavan Uvacha,
Ma Veda Garbhagastam Dream,
Ma Veda Garbhagastam Dream,
Sarva Bhujyamam Avaha,
Sarva Bhujyamam Avaha,
Tanmaya Paritam Yagre,
Sri
Bhagavan Uvacha.
The Lord, the Personality of Godhead, said.
The Lord, the Personality of Godhead, said.
Ma,
Ma,
do not.
Veda Garbha.
O you,
O you,
who have the depth of all Vedic wisdom. Gaha Tandrim, become defective. Sarge, for creation. Bhujyamam,
enterprises.
Avaha,
you just
undertake.
Tat,
that
which you want.
Maya,
by me.
Aparitam,
executed.
He
certainly.
Agre,
previously.
Yat,
which.
Mam,
from me.
Prarthayate,
begging.
Bhavan,
you.
The Supreme Personality of Godhead then said, O Brahma, O depth of Vedic wisdom, be neither depressed nor anxious about the execution of creation. What you are begging from me has already been granted before. Purport. Any person authorized by either the Lord or by his bona fide representative is already blessed, as is the work entrusted to him. Of course, the person entrusted with such a responsibility should always be aware of his incapability and must always look for the mercy of the Lord for the successful execution of his duty. One should not be puffed up because he is entrusted with certain executive work. Fortunate is he who is so entrusted. And if he is always fixed in the sense of being subordinate to the will of the Supreme, he is sure to come out successful in the discharge of his work. Arjuna was entrusted with the work of fighting on the battlefield of Kurukshetra, and before he was so entrusted, the Lord had already arranged for his victory. But Arjuna was always conscious of his position as subordinate to the Lord, and thus he accepted him as the supreme guide in his responsibility. Anyone who takes pride in doing responsible work but does not give credit to the Supreme Lord is certainly falsely proud and cannot execute anything nicely. Brahma and persons in the line of his disciplic succession who follow in his footsteps are always successful in the discharge of loving transcendental service to the Supreme Lord.
Om Jnana Timirantasya Jnananjana Shunakaya Chakshur Nidhita Jena Tasmai Shri Gurudeva Namaha Shri Chaitanya Manovistam Sthapitam Jena Bhutale Svayam Rupakata Maikam Tathati Svapadati Vandeyam Sri Buddha Sri Jatapada Kamalam Sri Guru Vaishnavascha Sri Rupam Sagrashatam Shavagadhanatam Pitam Stam Sajivam Sadvaitam Sadhutam Purishana Sahitam Krishna Chaitanya Sri Radha Krishna Hara Swaha Hara. Shri Krishna Chaitanya, Prabhu Nityananda, Shri Advaita Gadadhar, Shri Vasudevi Prabhu Vrinda.
Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
Ma Veda Garbha, Gastandrim, Sarga Udyamam Avaha Tanmaya Paditam Yagre Yanmam Pratyate Pama. We sometimes hear that along with the service given by the spiritual master comes the power to execute it. I never heard that from Prabhupada, actually. But it's one of those things that's gone around in this country since a long time. But here it's a little stated differently. Not that when you're given the duty, you're given the power, but rather we always remain incapable, and we have to therefore depend on Krishna. And with Krishna is the power. He has the power to do everything. And when we're connected with Krishna, when we're dependent on Krishna, we then get the blessings of Krishna, and then everything can go on. That's up to us to always depend on Krishna. Prabhupada gave the example that you're going on a bicycle and you grab onto the back of a lorry. You've probably seen how people are they're riding and they catch a lorry. And then they're going at lorry speed because they're connected with the lorry. So when we connect with Krishna, then the things that we by ourselves would not be able to do become possible by Krishna's grace. Arjuna is the example that at Kurukshetra he was facing an ocean of powerful fighters of the caliber of Bhishma and Drona. But by the grace of Krishna, he was able to emerge successful. He never thought that it was his own power. He knew that this power is coming from Krishna. And as soon as one becomes puffed up, thinking, my power, I'm very capable, then things are not very good. Then if you're so powerful, why does Krishna have to help you? The person who thinks himself independently powerful is in difficulty. And the person who is always conscious of his dependence on the mercy of Krishna receives the mercy of Krishna and the power to act. So here the advice is given to Brahma, who's engaged in Udyama, Sarga Udyama. Udyama means enterprise, like Udyog, Udyog or enterprises. Such and such, Maruti Udyog, Maruti Enterprises. So Udyama means enterprise. So Sarga Enterprises, creative enterprise, is the work of Brahma. He has a great task ahead of him. The water of devastation is there, and there's a great scheme for creating the bodies of all the living beings and situating them properly in different planetary systems. So much has to be done. And it's a daunting task. Just to pull it off, first of all, is a great thing. And then to pull it off without becoming completely entangled is
the next concern. Even just to do it is difficult. And to do it and not become puffed up, I've done such a great thing, not to become contaminated by the association of the polluted living entities that one has to deal with in creation. These are the still greater challenges. And considering all of this, Brahma became depressed, Vishada, just as Arjuna, the first chapter of Bhagavad Gita is generally known as Arjuna Vishada Yoga, the chapter in which Arjuna is depressed. Vishidantam Vidam Vacha. Krishna spoke to the depressed Arjuna. Depressed, what is the sign of depression? I'm not a clinical expert, but taking it from the books, from these books rather than the medical books, and from practical observation. Oh, you give up. Person who's in severe depression gives up. I have a friend that I was talking to who's going through severe depression. Because, you know, why get up in the morning? Why brush my teeth? Why do anything? When one feels defeated, when one feels hopeless, then one may become depressed. And here the word tandrim means inactive, or exhausted, fatigued. You look at that life and it's too much, so you just get tired of looking at it. You look at the task in front of you and it's too much. You just become exhausted just thinking about somehow or other trying to do this. And so you give up and you just become inert. So that happened to Arjuna. The bow was falling from his hand. His mind was reeling. He saw only nimittani vipaditani. He saw only the opposite of everything he might hope for. Everything looked bleak. So he was naturally depressed and thought that better than fighting, I'll just give up everything and go beg. So similarly, there was some misgivings. There were misgivings on the part of Brahma. How can I do this and not get entangled? So there was some vishad, some depression. This is too much. But Krishna himself appeared to, in order to encourage Brahma, Ma. Kastandri, don't get into depression. Don't get into this inert, depressed, hopeless, frustrated, exhausted state. After all, Veda Garbha, you have so much Vedic wisdom. Veda Garbha. By the grace of the Lord, Brahma is endowed with great wisdom. And therefore, he can do this. Avaha, you just do it. Avaha, just undertake this enterprise. Because tat maya paritam yagre, I've already done it. I've already arranged for the results. Prartyante, yat mam prartyate bhavan. You're begging me for the favorable outcome of your service. I've already done it. I've already arranged it. Now you just have to act. The same thing was there in Bhagavad Gita. My Avayate. What is that? Tasmatvam uttishta yashola pashva jitva shatrun gomshva rajam samriddham. My Avayate nihata purvameva. I've already killed them all. All you have to do is get up, first of all, utishta. Get up and yashola bhashva, win glory. Jitva shatrun bungshva rajyam samritam. Conquer your enemies and enjoy a flourishing kingdom. My ayavaite niyata purvameva. They've already been killed by me. How's that? Kalosmi kshayat krit pravritto lokam samahartamiha pravritta. I come as time and I kill everyone. Or I arrange everything. Ritepi tvam na bhavishanti sarve yevastita prajanikeshu yota. Ritepi means two things. It can be taken as, except for you, everyone here will be killed. And it can also be taken as, without you. Even without your efforts, everyone is killed by me. You may kill them or not kill them. You're thinking, oh, how can I kill my grandfather? How can I kill my guru? Better for them to live than for me to go begging. They're not going to live. You've seen in the universal form, Churi Tire one guy, they're being turned to Churna. They're being ground up in the mouth of the universal form. They're being swallowed in the fiery mouths of the universal form. My Avayate Niyata Purvameva. I've already done everything. Nimitta Matram Bhava Savyasachi. Now Savyasachi, Arjuna. You just have to become simply instrumental. Nimitta means instrument and matra means simple. You simply have to act as an instrument and I'll do the work. Dronam cha pishmam cha jayadratam cha karnam tatanyan api yota viram. Mayahatams. All of these great heroes, Drona, Bhishma, Jayadrata, Karna, and all the other great heroic fighters. Mayahatams. They've all been killed by me. Tvam jahima yatishta. So you just have to fight and be victorious. Yudyashva jetasi rene sapatna. This is the assurance given by Krishna. I have some plan, you have some instrumental role to play, now play it, and you do your work, I'll do mine. You act as an instrument, I'll kill all the Kauravas. You just act as an instrument, I'll create the entire cosmic manifestation. Then what difficulty is there? Everything is being done by Krishna, but the devotee has to actually become instrumental. He has to pray to Krishna, please let me serve you. Please let me serve you. And give credit to Krishna that this is only possible by your mercy. I'm only your servant. The credit belongs to you. The materialistic person is eager to take the credit, even for the things that he hasn't done objectively in the material world. You know, some professor is taking credit, his graduate student did all the work. In so many ways. The politician is taking the credit for work that so many other people actually did. So in the material world, everyone is keen to get the credit. But on the spiritual platform, the devotee gives the credit to Krishna. Krishna, Krishna's representative, by the mercy of Krishna, by the mercy of the spiritual master, some success has been possible, or some success may be possible. It depends on Krishna. Independently, he can't do anything. One time, I was on a morning walk with Srila Prabhupada, and we were driving, actually, back from the walk in New York City. And the car came just around the corner of the temple, and there was a mailbox there. And just as we were passing, a man was holding a little boy, and the little boy was putting the letter in the box. The box is, you know, a little tall, so the man was holding the boy, and the boy was putting the letter in the box. And Prabhupada was watching, and his eyes became very wide, and he became absorbed in watching this scene. The scene, just, you know, a few moments. Prabhupada was thoroughly absorbed. And I was thinking, well, maybe Prabhupada's remembering something from his childhood, or maybe, you know, once, I didn't know. Then Prabhupada said, the little boy, he cannot do. But the affectionate father, when he helps, then it is possible. Then it is possible. The boy is small, he can't mail the letter, but when the father picks him up, then he can easily put the letter in the box. So in the same way, we're not capable. Anyone who thinks that he's capable will be destroyed by the forces of time. But the person who admits his incapability and prays to Krishna, please engage me in your service, will always be successful. The materialist, even if he's successful, is a failure. He succeeds, apparently, but he's smacked by the forces of time. A little mosquito lands on your wrist and gets a full belly, and then you go, bam! And it's over. So he succeeded. His project was a success, but he's dead. So the apparent success of the materialist is like that. Even if he's successful, he's a failure. But the Krishna conscious person, even if he's apparently a failure, is successful. Jatayu tried to stop Ravana, and he failed. Ravana cut off his wings. But Lord Ramchandra appreciated, oh, this bird has given his life for me. That means his life was successful. So we should always try to be engaged in the service of Krishna. If he desires, the work will be successful. If he doesn't desire, then it wouldn't have been successful in any case. But even the attempt is a success. In the material world, you have to bring off the result, then it's successful. And still it's a failure. But in the spiritual world, the attempt itself is a success. We simply have to try to be engaged sincerely in Krishna's service, depend always on Krishna, and that will make our project. All right, some questions? Yes.
Why didn't, do we say Palena Parichate?
Yes, you can tell the process by the result. So what is that result? The materialist, he gets some, it's not, you know, like the Protestants, I think, or some Calvinists, anyway, some Christian people, they have the idea, or now the modern prosperity gospel people. If you're rich, you've got the blessings of God. If you're poor, something's wrong. God doesn't want you to be poor. God wants you to be rich. So if you're actually depending on God, then you'll be rich. That's the sign that you've got. How can you tell that I've got the grace of God? Look at all my success. We saw that in ISKCON in a certain historical period. People were showing, you know, their big success figures. And that meant that, you know, they were blessed by Krishna. And next thing you knew, Krishna swatted them. It's not simply results, although results are, material results are appreciated, or tangible results are appreciated. But your consciousness is also one of the results. If you achieve this, and this, and this, and this, and you're the biggest bastard on earth, and your engagement is to blaspheme the Vaishnavas and massage your false ego, then what is the result? That's also part of the result. So, all right, by the result, you can tell the process, but then you have to look at all the departments of result, not just at dollars, bottom line dollar figures, or other such things. Of course, it's not to be belittled that someone achieves something for Krishna. That's to be seen. Must have put out so much energy, so much endeavor, so much, so that he's got the grace of Krishna. That's also there. But then the danger is there that I did so much. Therefore, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu cannot be Shunichaina through our appreciation. We should always be careful not to be puffed up, otherwise everything gets ruined. Yes? Here Brahma's getting the grace of the Lord, and later he walks off with the cows. And Krishna's cows and gets in trouble. So what happened in the interim? Did he get puffed up or lose it, as we say? What happened to Brahma? Yes, there's an expression that one can't rest on one's laurels. You know, that now I've achieved the result, so I can lie back and coast. I've made it. One always has to be vigilant. That now I've achieved such a big position, I have to be very careful that Maya may not catch me. Another story is that one time, I think in Los Angeles, this is a secondhand story that I heard reliably, that I think Jai Shri had made Prabhupada that coat with the peacock tassels, and someone had given Prabhupada a gold lame bead bag, and you know, ISKCON had become very busy and Prabhupada was getting such appreciation. So Prabhupada said that now our society is growing and so many things are coming. So I'm always praying to Krishna that I may not fall down. The living entity is constitutionally marginal. Marginal means that he has a fall down capability. As long as he's fully dependent on Krishna, he won't fall down. But if he develops the independent mentality, then he's subject to fall. So, by the course of time and by Krishna's divine arrangement also, because there is some pastime to be performed, Brahma got bewildered. That may happen even, and sometimes Krishna's intimate Vibho Gita, he got a few others, very much a few others, thinking, my universe, let's see what this Krishna is doing. So, Krishna showed me. We talked about everything being done by Krishna. So the essence of your question is, how does that interlock with our free will? Yeah, it's done by Krishna. Now you can take the credit by cooperating with Krishna. He's made an arrangement. Now all you have to do is play your role. And you'll get the credit. The director has already set up the play, he's already sold the tickets, he's already got the scenery in there, all the other actors are in place. Now all you have to do is play Hamlet and be famous. But if you want, you can have some sort of episode and not show up. That's up to you. But otherwise, it's already done. You just have to walk on stage, play your role, and everything will be a great success. So it's already arranged. Drona's dead, Bhishma's dead, Jayadratha's dead, Karna's dead, they're all dead men. Now all you have to do is get up, for crying out loud, and shoot the arrows and kill them. Otherwise, if you like, you can go off and beg and cry and be dejected and get the opposite result. Anarya Drishtamasvarga Makirti Kramarja, you can become infamous as the coward of Kurukshetra. You can refuse to play the role that is already arranged for you. That much freedom you have. You can cooperate with Krishna, or you can refuse. That much independence is there. But therefore Krishna tells Arjuna, if you do what I'm telling you, then everything will be successful. Otherwise, if you think that you won't follow, then mit yaisha vyavasayaste, I think that's what it's saying. Several times, actually, a couple of times in Bhagavad Gita, Krishna tells Arjuna, if you do what I tell you and fight, everything will be fine. Otherwise, if you refuse, na yotsya iti manyase, you think I won't fight, then, yadaham karam ashritya nayokshya iti manyase mityaisha vyavasayaste prakritistvam nayokshasi. If out of false ego, ahankar, the connection we have with material nature, you take shelter of that, of your own sense of who you are independently from me, and think, I won't fight, nayokshya. How can I kill Bhishma? How can I kill Drona, my own people? Mityaisha, this is all your nonsense. This determination of yours is rubbish. And prakritistvam niyokshati. You'll still fight. Just not now, but later you'll still fight. But you'll be deprecated. You'll be disparaged for not following my word, and you'll lose the opportunity. Kartam nechtasi yan mohat karishyas yavashopita. Actually, helplessly, yavasha. You'll still fight, but by illusion. You're a fighter, you'll fight. Now, you want to fight for me, or you want to fight for your false ego? That choice you have. You're whatever you are. You're a dancer, you're an intellectual, you're a musician, you're a businessman. Now you want to do it for me and go back to Godhead, or you want to do it under the shelter of Maya, under the shelter of false ego, and be smashed. That's free will. Okay. Yes. Loud. Could someone relay that for me? I'm not hearing from way in the back.
The law, physical law, says that if you put something, you should throw something, it goes
fall down. Yeah, if you drop something, it falls. Yes. Okay.
So, after, you know, it means we need to be sustained as well, otherwise we fall down.
The living is the law. If you don't take shelter of Krishna, you'll fall. Yeah, you have to ask Krishna, please engage me, otherwise fall down and be there. Is that a question or does that work? Whatever was the question or comment, are we okay there, or do we have to say something more? No, it's fine. I just want to make sure I'm doing my job here. As long as we have these material bodies, we're what?
Under the
law of material nature. Yes. Well, under the law means, just like a person in prison, you cooperate and you'll be released. And you think that you're such a hotshot that you'll defy the government, you can, you know, stay there for another 20 years or so. It's all cooperation. You become a law-abiding citizen. You're under the law. Whether you're in prison or you're free, you're under the law. But when you're free, the law, it works for you. It protects you from dacoits. It paves the streets for you. It does all sorts of, gives you all sorts of benefits. And when you defy the law, then the law puts you in a different situation. You're under the law in any case. But one is voluntary, cooperative, and the other is, oh yeah, I'll show you. Okay, I'll show you. Yes. There are certain activities that are good materially.
Oh,
that we're good at materially. Okay. And those services, it's difficult to depend on Krishna.
And other services, easier to feel the need for Krishna.
Other services? It's easier to feel the need to depend on Krishna. Yeah, therefore people who are materially competent have a little bit of a problem. They think, you know, what do I need God for? I've got money, I've got brains, I've got looks, I've got power, I've got friends. That's described. What is that? Yishroham Hambhogi Siddholam Balavan Sukhi. Ayo Vijayavasmi Kon Yoski Sadrashomaya. Who else is there like me? I'm powerful, I'm enjoying, I'm controlling, I'm surrounded by aristocratic people. So that difficulty is there, that we get a little something, some capability, some power, some money, some good looks, some education, and we think that we're God's gift to the universe. Or that we ourselves are a gift to the universe. God may or may not be in the picture. So that danger is always there, that we become blinded by our own temporary competence. In first canto, Prabhupada mentions that all of these capabilities are borrowed plumes from the Lord. Borrowed plumes from the Lord. You decorated yourself but with borrowed feathers. That's not your own stuff. So whatever capability we have, where is it coming from? It's coming from Krishna. In a minute, Krishna can kill all of your capability. He can reverse everything. He can destroy you. Who you think you are. It can all be taken away. So, therefore, we need to be humble. There, from that point of view, it's a little bit better from one angle of vision, not to be so good-looking, not to be so rich, not to be so smart, not to be so aristocratic. Because then it's easier to think, you know, well, who am I? Well, I'm not much. But if you have a false ego, even then, well, who am I? Well, I'm the chief garbage collector. But with the blessings of Krishna, blessings of faith in the Mahaprabhu, even a person who's materially very capable can, like Brahma, nobody's more capable than Brahma. But by the grace of Krishna, he can also be humble and perform his service and not get entangled with that Krishna is saying. If you do something you're good at, then you feel, well, I'm good at this. And if you do something you're not good at, then you think, oh, Krishna. So there's that to be said. There's also something to be said for not fighting City Hall. You know, if you've been given artistic capability, and you think, well, I'm good at art, so I'm going to do construction. Or I'm good at construction, so I'm going to do music. I could find whatever I'm not good at and do that so I don't get puffed up. That's not usually the recommended thing. Krishna doesn't tell Arjuna, you're a soldier, so why don't you take up some sort of business so that you don't get puffed up? Because you're too good at fighting. No, you take that capability and just remain conscious that I have this capability by the grace of Krishna, so I have to offer it to Krishna. Otherwise, it's a little like the Mayavadis, you know, it's false to reject whatever it is as too dangerous, too this, too that. No, you take it and run with it, but always give the credit to Krishna. And if I'm able to chant nicely, or if I'm able to distribute so many books, or I'm able to build a building, or whatever it is, it's by Krishna's mercy. Because without Krishna's mercy, nothing is possible. Okay, we're on the last question.
I'm just thinking that Prabhupada gives the example of the deity being like a mammal. So this image of the child being one of the particularly nice and precarious.
The deity is like the mailbox, so this image is very nice for the pujari to be the father holding a child. Of course, if it were exactly parallel, the mailbox would lift the child. The father is the spiritual master, so we're able to feed Krishna, we're able to dress Krishna, we're able to do everything by the grace of Krishna. That is very nice. Thank you very much. Hare Krishna, all praise to Shri Prabhupada.
Hare Krishna.
Jai. I have brought my little laptop this time to make it easier.
But I don't have a wire, no?
I may have a wire. Is it a standard USB port? Yes. Let's see if I brought the wire. I should have.